Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. It's a very popular assumption that we can go around doing gravely evil things while still being a basically good person. Sometimes people will say that even though they do things that are totally against God's plan and God's instructions, they still believe in Him, still want to go to heaven, that they still have a fundamental orientation to God. A more mainstream expression of this idea, the idea that we're good people even though we do really bad things, comes in the form of Hollywood movies where people doing horrible things still have hearts of gold. There are movies where the main character is a prostitute with a heart of gold, or a contract killer with a heart of gold, or a con artist with a heart of gold. But that's not the way gravely evil actions work. Gravely evil actions corrupt our heart. They corrupt our desires and thinking and behavior. They corrupt us. And gravely evil actions establish a false God in our lives, and so turn us away from the true God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Every gravely evil act, when freely and knowingly chosen, establishes a new false God at the center of our lives. Jesus said, "You cannot serve both God and money," meaning that there's only room in the human heart for one most important thing. And when you commit a gravely evil act of greed, you are choosing money as your false God. When you commit a gravely evil act of lust, you are choosing sexual gratification as your false God. And when you commit a gravely evil act of vanity or anger, you are choosing self-importance as your false God. Just as we can choose to orient our lives toward God through Jesus Christ in one act of conversion, so we can choose to orient our lives away from God and toward an eternity of dissatisfaction in hell by one mortal sin. Which is why our individual behaviors actually matters, especially when it comes to our character and our eternal destiny. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
People may try to pretend that their gravely evil sin shouldn't affect their relationship with God. They tell themselves, I wasn't consciously rejecting God or blaspheming him or anything like that. But of course, you can commit infidelity without consciously thinking about the person to whom you're being unfaithful. For instance, if a husband commits adultery, he's not going to make things any better by explaining to his wife afterwards that he wasn't even thinking about her. So too, you can reject God as God, you can violate the first commandment and destroy your relationship with the Lord of all without thinking about him at all. All that's required is that you choose a different lover. And that's exactly what mortal sin is. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
David Foster Wallace, in a famous college commencement address, told his audience of college students that they had to make a choice of what was going to be their God. Here are his words. In the day-to-day trenches of adult life, there is actually no such thing as atheism. There is no such thing as not worshiping. Everybody worships. The only choice we get is what to worship. If you worship money and things, if they are where you tap real meaning in life, then you will never have enough, never feel you have enough. It's the truth. Worship your body and beauty and sexual allure, and you will always feel ugly. And when time and age start showing, you will die a million deaths before they finally grieve you. Worship power, you will end up feeling weak and afraid, and you will need even more power over others to numb your own fear. Worship your intellect, being seen as smart, you will end up feeling stupid, a fraud, always on the verge of being found out. Wallace also said in the same speech that if you choose to worship the wrong thing, it will eat you alive. When people leave a life of drugs or promiscuity or greed or raw ambition, they don't say, "Yeah, I was a little misguided, but I always had a heart of gold." No, in fact, they say, "I was totally lost. I was a disaster. I was completely broken. I was in terrible trouble." Because grave sin destroys your life. Idolatry destroys your life. Worshipping the wrong thing destroys your life. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The first commandment tells us what to worship. God, the one and only God. Worshiping him is life and truth and salvation. Worshiping anything else, making anything else the most important thing in life, that's what we mean by sin and death and damnation. That's why the Catholic Church takes mortal sin seriously. The Catholic Church doesn't judge the state of other people's souls, but it does take grave sin very seriously. Well then, what makes a sin grave? Grave matter or grave sin means breaking one of the Ten Commandments. Skipping Mass on Sunday breaks the third commandment. Abortion and euthanasia break the fifth. Lust, viewing pornographic images, masturbation, sex outside of marriage, contraceptive sex, homosexual acts, sterilization for contraceptive purposes, in vitro fertilization and artificial insemination, and divorce are all grave acts against the sixth commandment. Stealing goes against the seventh. Lying and gossip against the eighth. Jesus takes grave sin seriously because grave sin is idolatry. It's choosing a false god. It's bowing down before an idol that will eat you alive. If you have committed grave sin, if you have preferred the creature to the creator, then run to confession. Ask God to reestablish his supremacy in your life. Ask him for the grace to never be unfaithful to him again. And receive his infinite mercy that restores you to life and happiness and peace. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, what do you think about this idea that's pervasive in our world that, you know, I haven't killed anybody, so I'm really not a bad person?
Yeah, you know what I would always hear in high school was, my parents are always ragging on me for this or that, but it's not like I do drugs. And so you've got to set a better standard for yourself there.
Yeah. Yeah, we are... And we think, well, God is infinitely merciful, so even if I do these things, mm-hmm. he'll be merciful. But what are we really saying about the relationship?
Yeah.
I mean, how would we feel in a relationship if our friends did really wicked things mm-hmm. to us?
I've seen this happen where it's like, you'll hear again and again from a friend, I would never do anything to jeopardize our relationship. And you're looking at everything they've done, and I'm like, you did 10 things that jeopardized our relationship. The difference is, people don't realize, yeah, maybe that wasn't your intention. Maybe your intention was not to hurt me, but it was a consequence. You're never going to intentionally hurt me. I know that. That's difficult to go out of your way to do. But you're not putting yourself above things that would genuinely hurt the relationship as a consequence.
That's an excellent distinction.
Because people aren't like, man, I really want to do all these things to offend God. I would never do anything to offend God, but I'm going to do a lot of things that I want to do, and I don't care how it affects God and my relationship with him.
That's really well put. God leaves us free to choose actions, but we're not free to determine what the consequences
yeah.
will be. Those flow naturally from the actions.
Mm-hmm.
And those consequences can be devastating. We can. It's easy to see it in a human relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same with God. But the bottom line is, when we choose to do things that are seriously against our relationship with God, we turn away from him and break the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And if we do that repeatedly, we turn it into habits.
Yeah, it becomes who we are.
That's it.
And I think this is what I think is at the core of it, is people, and I feel this way. I think we define ourselves by what we think and what we say, but never by what we do. We don't really think about that in the sense of, oh, it's really hard to describe, but I think I am what I speak out loud. I'm sure you could go back to the ego, the id, the superego, and how we define ourselves, but we think, as long as I say this and I believe this, that's who I am. But you need to look at who you really are is very, very visible in your actions, because it's not as passive, and you're not policing yourself.
Yeah, this is so vitally important that by every choice,
mm-hmm.
we are forging our character, which means we're forging our soul.
Mm.
We're forging our soul into what we, let's make it very simple, to what we like and dislike.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we die, we will get what we like and dislike.
Yeah.
And by repeated sin, we create a character that likes sin more and more, mm-hmm. and dislikes good and virtue, mm-hmm. and God less and less.
Yeah, if you're saying, I love my wife, I don't like spending time with her, I don't want to see her, I prefer other women to her, but I love my wife. I've heard many stories of people getting cheated on in their marriage, and the cheater will always say, no, I don't want to lose my marriage, I love my wife, I happened to cheat on her. It just happened. Doesn't matter if you're drunk, doesn't matter what you're doing. It says something about your relationship.
Yeah, you're choosing one over the other, one against the other, mm-hmm. because you want the other
so,
more.
Yeah, in what moment do you actually love your wife? When it's easy? When you can just say it? When you don't have to feel bad for it? Or do you actually lay down the law for yourself?
Yeah.
And say, this is who I am. I'm going to put my foot down. I'm going to love my wife. It doesn't mean that you have some fuzzy feelings towards her. It means you choose her. And it's the same with God. You can't say, I've got fuzzy feelings for God, where it's like, I'm glad he's there, so I don't have to fear the existential dread of an endless abyss after death.
Yeah.
Just don't make me do anything for you.
Yeah, don't make me actually love you.
Mm.
Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments.
Yeah, that's so simple, but it's really brutal.
Yeah, because it means if you don't keep the commandments, it means you don't love me, mm-hmm. and you don't want me. It's that simple.
Yeah. It'd be good to just, anytime you're thinking of doing something where you're like, well, this isn't bad, but it doesn't say I love God, try really saying to yourself the opposite. Like, hey, I don't love you. I'm going to do this. I guarantee you're not going to want to do it anymore. You're going to feel a little greasy about it.
That what you just said, that little practice, could you repeat it?
Exactly as I said it before.
Well, just the same sentiment, because it's very important.
Just almost to say to yourself and repeat to yourself what you're doing in your actions. If you have that feeling where you're like, oh, I'm going to throw on this TV show. It's got really bad content in it. I really shouldn't be watching it. But it's not that bad. Just say to yourself, hey, God, don't love you. Going to watch this. Get the feeling you're probably not going to enjoy watching it anymore.
Yeah.
See, you can't hide behind it anymore. If you just say what actually correlates with your actions, you're not going to do it.
But you've just uncovered the most important process. Because if you have to think about what mm-hmm. you're really saying,
yeah.
what you're really choosing, you're probably not going to like it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see
maybe
what happened?
You'll still have the desire, but... Well, as in, you might have that impulse where you're like, oh, no.
You might have the impulse, you might have the temptation,
but... You know you're going to feel bad.
What you're doing is you're starting to reorient your desires mm-hmm. in the right direction.
Yep.
If you think it through...
Because at the very least, you're saying, I love you, but not more than this.
Yes. I want to highlight what you're saying because it's amazing. Excuse me. If you think it through, you will change your desires
mm-hmm.
and you will turn your desires in the right direction. This is the mm-hmm. whole point of meditation.
And moreover, it's why it's really important to have a spiritual director and to be talking with people about just your daily life. It's very dangerous when you go off book and you're intentionally not telling your friends and your family about your daily life, because you realize if you say it out loud to them, you feel bad. You start realizing it.
Well, now you've just hit on why we need three things. Daily meditation, where we think things through, which then change our feelings, our desires toward them. Mm-hmm. Secondly, daily examination of conscience.
Yes.
Where we face it. And third, where we go to confession and we say it.
Yeah.
These three things, daily meditation, daily examination of conscience, monthly confession. If you do those three things, I guarantee you, you will stay oriented toward God.
Mm.
Well, thank you, Teresa, for uncovering this truth.
Well, that meditation hit hard. I felt like I uncovered it.
First commandment, baby. Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.
30 seconds.